Banks graciously asked the men, "Would you like a tour of the ship?" "Hell yeah!" Tosin practically vibrated as he looked around. Archer hoped he'd be equally excited when he learned that the dive master could be his new home. "Hang on, no." Miguel glared directly at Archer, as if he had blinders on, or didn't want to be softened up by their surroundings. "Not until we know what the fuck is going on here." He was smart. Archer didn't blame him at all. He gave a curt nod, then said to Banks, "Show us to the bar, please." "The papers you requested are at your place," Banks murmured as he guided them through a fiberglass door. Even Archer was impressed when he took in the wide, polished wood hallway with calm, neutral-toned accents. He suspected Banks had done more than change out the crew on board and make minor updates. Everything suited his tastes to perfection. Masculine, earthy, and understated elegance. Not a single garish embellishment lingered to remind him of his father. Quietly, he asked Banks, "How do you manage to redecorate so quickly?" "Everything is possible with enough money, Archie," he winked. They didn't have time to argue about that before they'd reached their destination near the bow of the ship. Floor-to-ceiling windows, contoured to the ship's silhouette, lined every edge of the room, giving them an unobstructed view of the harbor and northward along the western shore of the island. Klein Bonaire looked close enough to swim to from here. It took Archer's breath away. Far more than the things inside that had caught Tosin's attention. The privilege of being able to witness something so spectacular and the potential to do it every day for the rest of his life was far more valuable to him than the yacht they stood on. Though he had to admit that as a vehicle for bringing his dreams to life, this one was pretty damn impressive. Even Miguel seemed to thaw a bit. He ran his fingers over the glossy live-edge tabletops before sinking onto one of the stools arranged around it. It wasn't hard to tell which place was his since his favorite top-shelf liquor was set out, ready and waiting for him. Tosin's and Archer's, too. Miguel grabbed the shot of Macallan whiskey and downed it in a single gulp before slamming the glass onto the table with a resounding clunk. He hadn't had time to swallow before a well-dressed crew member appeared, seemingly from nowhere with a refill. When the man had disappeared once more, Archer sat too, his fingers picking at the edges of the folder Banks had left there for him. Where the hell did they start?